Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 20. The life-saving booze of the sinking baker. Alcohol. Whether you're a teetotal Timmy who won't let anything stronger than a wine gum pass your lips, a Lucy lightweight who goes all red-faced and blurts out a slew of blue words the second you've sunk a whole half sherry, a half-cut Cindy who's cracked open a bottle of Pinot before your sprogs are even past the school gate, or, like Eva, you're so permanently pickled you could preserve a barrel of gherkins by simply breathing on it, and once mummified a pigeon by puking on it, booze is part of your life. Booze is brilliant. It's our go-to thing for both celebrations and commiserations. Whether you've won a million or lost 10 quid, get pissed. Found the job you love or flipped the bird to the boss you hate, get pissed. All of life's moments require a pickled liver, a kebab, and a minging hangover. Whether someone's born or dead, married or divorced, sick, snuffed it, getting sober, or successfully recovered from a liver transplant, we toast them with a sturdy tipple, a sneaky snog, and maybe a little vomit. Although that could just be Eva. What a woman. Booze is so good, it's often the last request of those who are about to die. After a ciggy, a shag, a shit, a nosh up, a nosh off, a naughty weekend, sticking it to the liars, the wankers, and the shitbags we hate, or simply stripping naked, running through the House of Commons, while shouting, "You're all a bunch of self-serving arse candles," while doing willy windmills in the face of each party leader. What? Just me? Oh yes, booze is so great. We should ditch that teetotal loser, St. Patrick, who every March everybody disrespects by getting pie-eyed, wearing insultingly offensive foam hats, and even worse, putting blackcurrant in their Guinness, yes I know, what the flip, to PC Arsenal Guinness, that's a capital offence, punishable only by hanging. So instead, we should have a patron saint of booze. But who? Who? Oh yes, of course. Saint Eva. The goddess of getting blotto, blasted, and nicking a car, crashing it into a kebab shop, squatting on a deep fat fryer, stealing a policeman's chips and then calling his dog a twat. Or, as Eva calls it, a Monday. Only to wake up 4 days later, with a chili kebab moustache, two black eyes, her knuckle dusters bent out of shape, and her knickers round her ankles featuring a little brown dot like she's hiding the lowest denomination of domino, having wiped her ass with a court summons. Oh yes, that's Eva. And yet, she still looks damn sexy in the morning. Why? Because she's a classy lady. Therefore, I proclaim the 2nd of December, St. Eva Day. Plus an obligatory 2-week holiday to recover from a hangover. Or as Eva calls it, an allergy to fruit juice they spiked my vodka with. But as destructive as booze can be to our bodies, it can save your life. Charles Joggin was a baker from Birkenhead. Addy-doodle-doodle-doodle. Just outside the city of Liverpool. Alright, calm down, calm down. Having first gone to sea aged 11, his days as a baker were long and hard. Some might even say they were murder.
Murder!
By 1912, he'd become the chief baker for the White Star Line, on board of the RMS Olympic, and later its sister ship, the Titanic. It was a prestigious job, but also a fateful one. On the night of the 14th of April 1912, Charles was off duty in his cabin, when at 11:40 p.m, he was thrown off his bunk by an almighty collision as the ship hit an iceberg. Having assisted the passengers to escape, hurled the deck chairs into the water to aid his flotation devices, and ordered his men to stock the lifeboats with provisions, he remained behind to assist the others as the ship began to sink. Feeling the bitter cold, Charles slugged back half a tumbler of liquor. He headed to the stern, grabbed the railing near the propeller, and with half of the boat already underwater, he rode the sinking ship like an elevator into the frozen depths of the icy waters. The water was so cold that many of the survivors who had escaped the sinking ship died of hypothermia within minutes. And as Charles bobbed about amidst the dark sea of icebergs and frozen corpses, his death should have been written. But miraculously, owing to that big slug of life-saving booze, Charles survived in the water for 2 hours, later admitting, "I hardly felt the cold," and he was rescued by the RMS Carpathia. Suffering only swollen feet, Charles made a full recovery. He moved to America, he married, and he continued serving on several ships until his death in 1956, aged 78. So you see, booze saves lives. Which is why Eva's cocktails are mostly 80% antifreeze. At least, that's her excuse. The Daily Inch returns next week. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.